piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
I'm Greg Patent. We're the Food Guys.
Food Guys. And one of our favorite sauces, dressings, mayonnaise. Uh-huh, and it's wonderful. Exceptional. We're referring now to this wonderful series of books that Harold McGee has written about the science of cooking. He has a nice little chapter in The Curious Cook about mayonnaise. And as he points out, it's a remarkable sauce because it's produced without the application of heat, and it forms the base of many variations that can be served with a wide range of cold dishes.
What mayonnaise is egg yolk treated with a little bit of salt and some flavoring like lemon juice. So you can whisk together your egg yolk and a pinch of salt and lemon juice. And the salt helps to soften the egg yolk and to make it easier to break up so that it becomes more liquefied so that when you start adding the oil, the egg yolk will absorb it.
Mm-hmm.
The egg yolk itself, it's 50% water.
Uh-huh.
It's 16% protein. It's 33% fat and related substances. So if you break the 33% fat down into its components, 2/3 of that 33% are fats plus cholesterol. It's about 5% cholesterol. The rest is 28% of phospholipids,
yes,
which is a kind of fat,
yes,
that has a charged end.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and that is very key. It's an emulsifier. And it's this phospholipid that is really responsible for enabling the water to blend with the fat.
Because that's always the crucial problem, right? When you're talking about...
They say oil and water don't mix.
Oil and
well,
water
they do with
mix.
An emulsifier. Mm-hmm. And the phospholipid is an emulsifier.
How much oil can you emulsify?
Again, when I started making mayonnaise, the rule I was told was one egg yolk to about 3/4 of a cup of oil.
Mm-hmm.
Harold McGee finds that he can use one egg yolk to 100 cups of oil.
One egg yolk will emulsify 100 cups
of oil. Now, he does this in stages. He'll start with one egg yolk and a certain amount of oil, and then he'll take some of that and add more oil to it, and some of that and add more oil to it. It's a dilution factor, and yet he's able to get mayonnaise just by diluting that egg yolk over and over again.
He has to add some other things like water at certain times.
And it's a good idea to add water, because what happens is that if your molecules get too crowded within your mayonnaise, then it can separate. And so the water, which is so important in cooking and in food, you add water, like a tablespoon or 2 tablespoons of water per cup of mayonnaise, it keeps those molecules apart and happy. Keeps them apart, but not in a way that they will actually separate and break the mayonnaise down.
Now, he said there was a problem with the fact that you're not cooking this. It's a cold substance. And if there is any kind of contamination in the egg yolk itself, which does sometimes happen, then you have problems with E. coli and other bacteria. There's ways of avoiding that.
But you can make mayonnaise not only with egg yolk, John. You could use a whole egg. And if you use a whole egg, of course, you have the white in there as well. And it makes a much looser mayonnaise. But the importance of the water, the old books would say to add boiling water at the end of making a mayonnaise to loosen it and to make sure that it doesn't separate later. It doesn't matter. The important thing is to add a little bit of water at the end just to keep your mayonnaise loose. So you can't just stick a spoon in it and have the spoon not budge. It shouldn't be that thick. And homemade mayonnaise is very easy to do. You can do it by hand in just a few minutes with a wire whisk. You can also do it in a food processor or a blender. It'll take you about a minute. The key is to add the oil relatively slowly at first. If you add it too fast, then you won't get the emulsification. You're overcrowding the phospholipids. Uh-huh. You're dominating it, so it can't act as an emulsifier. So you add your lipids slowly. Now, typically, they'd say a few drops at a time. You could add probably a half teaspoon at a time initially, and then once you had added about half your oil, you could easily add a teaspoon at a time and whisk it in until it was thoroughly incorporated. And if you have a food processor in the pusher that fits into the feed tube, there's a little hole at the bottom of the pusher. So you can pour your oil into the pusher and it drizzles in in this slow, steady stream as your blade whirls around making the mayonnaise. When I make mayonnaise at home, it keeps at least a week in the refrigerator. And I have it to make sandwiches or deviled eggs or on a steamed vegetable like broccoli, you know, some nice homemade mayonnaise on steamed broccoli.
Can you make it with cooked yolks?
You can make it with cooked yolks, but not solidly cooked yolks. This is in case you're concerned about salmonella in the egg, and he tells you you can take an egg yolk and you can beat it up with a little bit of, say, lemon juice and water and salt, and then microwave it until it gets really hot, 160 degrees, but you have to watch it very carefully, and you have to use a digital probe thermometer to measure the temperature, and that will cook any salmonella, 160 degrees, and then you can use that as your starting material, and then you can add your cold oil to it.
And that's the story of mayonnaise and the incredible magic. Those are just some of the things that you can learn if you read Harold McGee. I heartily recommend it, especially The Curious Cook. And come back next week for
The Food Guys. La da 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 da